Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna. God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster,
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony, give them hell, Miss Noel,
the incredible edible Matthews sisters,
and Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens,
crappens, crappens,
Watch what crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from life, not from anywhere in particular, just from, you know, from New York originally, now living in California, and joining...
Get to know me.
Get to know... Guys. You know, this podcast has been on for 6.5 years. You should know my origin story. And joining me, as usual, is Ronnie Karam from Rose Prick's Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Oh, hi.
Hi, hi. We are so excited. It is like New York City week for us this week. I'm already here. I'm already here in New York, ready for our two shows that are happening Thursday and Friday at the Gramercy Theater in Manhattan, New York. Our Friday show is sold out. We'll be covering Real Housewives of New York, Season 4, Episode 10. It's the... Last Call Morocco episode. It's a classic, classic episode. So that's your homework if you want to come to the show. And then on Thursday, there's still that one last row of seats that are left. I think there's like 40 tickets left in that last row. It's a big row. And we're going to be talking about Real Housewives of Dallas. So come sell that out for us. We want to stop shilling this. We just want to enjoy ourselves. Okay, everyone? So come to the show. Don't worry about being solo. Don't worry if you're not even a Dallas fan. Don't even worry if you're not even planning to watch Dallas. It will still be a hilarious and amazing show. We are so excited. We're going to have fun. So go to watchcrappens.com to get tickets there. And then... we have other shows on sale there, too. So go click around. You'll see. But right now, buy those last tickets, y'all. Let's have a crowded house. Let's have a crazy wild time on Thursday. Right, Ronnie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in November, we're going to be in Seattle. And December, we're going to be in Nashville.
Yeah. Everybody. So, and you're working on some new t-shirts that will be...
They're up.
They're up?
They are posted, yes. The new t-shirt is posting on Real Housewives of Orange County Day because it is King of Snarkasm! That makes me laugh every time. And now it's on a shirt. It's on a shirt for you ladies, for you gentlemen, for you who don't identify as either,
for your babies. Fluids.
Yeah, for your babies, for your laundry bags, for your journals. Guys, get over there. Get you a King of Snarkasm shirt, okay? There's tons of colors, sizes, etc. Go to crappensmerch.com or just watchwhatcrappens.com. There's some shopping links there, along with ticket codes, so you can go, or ticket links, so you can go buy your tickets for all our shows there.
Yeah, and if you get that t-shirt and someone goes, King of Snarkasm, you have to immediately go, boom. And by the way, Ronnie, I will say
start
that
doing the wave. And
you know that on Thursday's show, at some point, I'm going to incorporate the King of Snarkasm into the live show, and I expect the entire audience to go.
I want to see some wave action.
My parents are going to be there, and they'll be so confused.
We could just, well, aren't your parents always confused? I mean, my parents are always confused. I told my mom, we're coming to Dallas, Mom. And she just looked at me like,
I think my parents are still riding the high of the season premiere of Madam Secretary that happened on Sunday.
Well, just tell them it's that.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? By the way, guys, we also did a bonus episode this week where we talked about A Star Is Born. I had a big rant about the movie. I forgot to mention that on the bonus episode that when I came out of the theater, Courtney Love and Frances Bean had been in the showing, and they were out there on the sidewalk, and I just heard Courtney Love go, "That was very sad."
Jeez. Which
I was like, it felt like a special moment witnessing Courtney Love witness A Star Is Born. So I just needed to share that with people.
Yeah, I mean, geez, if Courtney Love thinks it's sad, talk about a sad rock story.
I mean, she kind of lived it. So anyway, talking about A Star Is Born, let's talk about Real Housewives of Orange County, today. The true star of Bravo.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay, so this week's episode of Orange County, it opens up with a lot of exercise and getting into shape. We meet Jaron, or maybe Jaron, but I always say Jaron because it reminds me of Ja Rule. And he's
I say Jaron. Yeah, Jaron. He's like a Ja Rule. He's like Ja Rule, Jaron, Jaron, yeah. Ja Rule, Ja Rule, Jaron, Jaron. Draw, yeah. Draw, draw, draw.
I was like expecting Ashanti to show up. It's like not quite Ashanti.
or maybe again. He's always surprising people and he's just very jarring.
Yeah. You know? Or that too. Or maybe I was waiting for Evan of Evan and Jaron, the short lived pop brother duo from the early 2000s, who later made an appearance on Shark Tank hawking a dish that allowed you to put away olive pits.
Oh gosh!
Yeah.
Well,
my knowledge of Evan and Jaron
sound
just
like
got
a
deep.
Shannon Bedore purchase right there. I don't know what is.
Well, I can eat my olives, which is a healthy little snack, and then put the pits right in that little hole, just sort of the way David put his emotions in his little hole, right like that. Just stuff it away.
Oh, David sure puts his emotions in lots of holes. How many plates you got, Jaron?
Just put one negative thought back in that little plate, one after the other, until it all explodes with olive pits of hate.
These negative thoughts are the pits!
Do I want to keep my pits?
No. No.
So yeah, he's being chased by Fisker, which is their dog, which is an odd... I don't know why I wrote that down. Like, who names their dog that? And Gina's like, oh my god, it's a dog! It's so different here than they are on Long Island!
And then we cut to Kelly working out at Pilates, just, you know, being 15. Like, yeah. I like being on my knees!
This looks like a sex machine! Sex machine? Dork! It's a dork!
And then
it's just Shannon lying there, being very, very stationary and still somehow having the most rigorous routine because her trainer's just like massaging her calf muscle. She's just like, yikes, ow,
I'm very tight there. That's where I keep all my emotions about David, right there on my calf. It's my hate calf. Ow!
When I found out David was sleeping with a heifer, it all transferred to the calf. Is that crazy or what? Can I call you LaRon?
Have you seen Vashanti around lately? I need her to clean some rooms for me.
I just came up with an idea while you were massaging my calf for a little dish that collects olive pits. I hope that hasn't been done before.
Surely that's going to catapult me into wild success that will eclipse David. All right, I'm going to call up Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank. Ha!
So he's like, your calf is so tight. And she's like, well, is it tight or are you just pushing it too hard?
Are you saying it's tight as in it's difficult to massage? Or are you saying it's tight like, whoa, that's a tight calf. It's so fat. And by fat, do you mean fat with an F or fat with a PH? I have a lot of questions.
I once heard my girl saying, whoa, Sophie, that set was tight, fat.
I'm very concerned because my daughter said that I looked sick, and I wasn't sure if that meant I looked really good or if I should see Dr. Moon.
Oh. So next up is Emily back with LaRon, and he's like, guys, I'm going. He has kind of like a mandarin voice. He's like,
All right, we're done here, guys. We can do this again.
I think he just has a big tongue. And as a person with a giant tongue, whenever I hear that in somebody else, I'm like, oh my God, you have a big tongue too. We should be friends. Call me LeBron.
I just like that the moment that the workout was over, he just hightailed it out of there. He's like, I don't want camera time. I literally cannot listen to Gina right now. Because the moment the workout's over, she's like, I'm going to miss this so much. I'm going to miss panting around Matt because we're getting divorced. You know, it's so sad. I never thought about it, but I'm going to be panting on my own from now. He's like, bye. Bye.
I'm going to miss the privilege of panting with a husband. This was him.
Yeah, he's like, LeBron got his Chiron, right? All right, bye, guys. Let's do it again. And Emily's like, you want a smoothie? Making him out of Ready Whip.
Instead of having fruit in our fruit basket, we have things that have the color of fruit, like a red whipped cream container that should really be refrigerated, actually.
Shane just calls them apples.
King of mislabeling. I can't do it as good as Shane, though.
I'm loopy today. You can tell that it's time to go out of town.
Yeah, you got the loop in you. Get the loop. So Gina, she's like, so I'm happy for Shannon and her meals. That's nice, which is her way of saying, but I'm going to talk about what I'm not happy about. You know, whenever someone says, yeah, I'm really happy for so-and-so, you're just it's like, okay, let's bring on the butt. Bring on the butt.
Yeah. You know, like, no one has frozen meals. I've never heard of that before. So good for her, you know. But I'll tell you this, you know, I've really tried with her. I texted her. Oh, no, Emily said, well, I texted her before she went on the air and she didn't even text me back. She's like, yeah, she never texts me back. You know, I have to suck a start over every time I see her. I'm like, hi, Shannon. I'm Gina. I'm from Long Island. I'm leaving my husband. Don't judge me, but it really hurts me. And I'm totally fine with it, but I'm not really fine with it.
Just like T-Mobile just crashes. Because you know she's on T-Mobile. Yeah. So she's like,
yeah, how dare you, by the way? I'm on T-Mobile. But I'm going to, you know, I was going to let that pass. But then.
Stand up for yourself.
Like, it hurt at the end. It hurt at the end.
Stand up for yourself. Okay, I'm not going to roll it back. Notice that I'm not apologizing.
It's okay. I mean, I like that you're strong. You're like Shannon. You're confident in yourself enough to just be hateful to other people.
Well,
so go ahead.
Go
ahead. Class dismissed.
Well, I mean, you know, if you would like to use T-Mobile instead of Verizon, well, I suppose everyone has their own sorts of masochism that they like to endure themselves to. But, you know, that's fine.
So Gina is like, you know, I feel like with Shannon, she's not really trying to get to know me, you know? Because if she knew me, as like Emily just starts making the smoothie.
Yeah, Shannon is basically feeling how Emily is. She's just taking it out in a less colorful way. Emily's just blending through it, okay? We're all sick of hearing about this, Gina. You seem like a very nice lady, okay? You're very pretty. Welcome. Welcome to Orange County from Long Island. I hear that it's totally different there.
Yeah.
But shut up. All you do is repeat the same shit over and over again. You're worse than me when I'm drunk. And that's bad, Gina.
There's no way you can be having a good divorce if you talk about it this much. If it were going smoothly, you would honestly be talking about literally anything else. But by the way, also, congrats to Emily for finally learning some of Shane's tricks. Making the blend the smoothies while she's trying to talk.
All right, you're done now, right?
King of shakeasm.
So then, you know, Emily, not to be outdone by somebody just talking about the same shit over and over again, is like,
well, I know that Shane doesn't want a baby, but I want a girl. Yeah. I have like a list and, you know, my options are destroy them or have 9 more babies.
Like, are you going to have 9 babies? Because you've got 9 embryos, okay?
I know. That's what you call the sunk cost fallacy. Okay, you've already made it's like it's okay. You can cut it off now. You've already made the payment. You already made the embryos. It's like you're not getting any more greater value out of it.
Yeah, you get a pizza that's 12 slices. You don't have to eat all 12 slices. I mean, you can, but your sister's vagina is going to be huge. Like, leave her alone, okay? Your sister is not your lazy Susan of baby popping out. It's like, I want another baby. Just, you know, throw her on the lazy Susan and pop one out for me.
And well, she also gets very hung up on the term destroy. She's like, oh, it's just awful to just destroy the embryos. I'm like, what doctor told her destroy? I mean, even I'm like, okay, is there like better doctor talk for that? Like maybe like disengage the embryos or like, I don't know. There's got to be something better than destroy. In a certain way, it's actually kind of hilarious that a doctor is just like, well, now we have to annihilate the embryos. I mean,
yeah. Like we're putting like a tiny suicide bomber embryo in with the other embryos. We're going to wait.
We got to nuke the embryos now.
It's like, boop, 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 boop. This is a message from your president, Donald Trump. Nuclear embryos are about to be destroyed by nuclear bombs, the best nuclear bombs you've ever seen.
They make it sound like the embryos are like tied up to a post and I feel like some people are getting offended by this, but we're just talking about very small cellular development.
Yeah, throw them away, okay? Just throw them away.
Decommission them.
Retire them.
Your embryos have to be retired. They have to be downgraded.
Well, I get it because some people do get super sensitive about that stuff. So
of course.
I say buy a freezer. Okay, like this doesn't need to be that dramatic. You don't have to keep your future babies in some expensive hotel. Buy a freezer and shove them into your freezer for free.
Okay? Well, there's also this thing like it's a lot of time, effort, and money to make those embryos. And they represent a certain, you know, a future to a certain extent. And it sort of feels like, well, it's kind of like if I throw away these embryos, that's it. Like the family is like, this is the size of our family, which I feel like is probably I think that's what it is on a psychological level. That's like sort of an intimidating feeling.
Well, I think it's more stressful keeping mine. I mean, what are you going to have the cast of Annie coming out of there? It's like, Jesus Christ, give people a break.
Give one to Tinsley, you know? So,
yeah. And then she says she's not going to ask her sister again, but that's bullshit because she's like, well, my sister said the oven's closed, but, you know, I'll just risk my own life to do this and probably die during childbirth. It's like, okay, you know, her sister's like, okay, Emily, okay.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they can find another surrogate. That's not a problem, you know. There are surrogates around.
I'm available.
I'm sure we could find a little, like, cookie oven for kids, but I don't know. How does it work?
I don't know. How does we're birthing just work? Ourselves deeper.
I know. We're just making ourselves seem awful. We're like, let's alienate ourselves from our audience.
So Gina's like,
yeah, well, speaking of that, I don't know what I'm going to do with that man because I got a casita for the weekend. So we're just going to switch out. And, you know, it's going to be more normal for the kids because, like, one day daddy's going to be there, then he's going to move out for no reason. Then mommy's going to be there, then she's going to move out for no reason. Then daddy's going to be like, oh my God.
You people are crazy.
Yeah, she's like, and Emily's like, you sort of are in limbo. You should really, like, split your stuff up. She's like, I know, I'm so bad, but I think this is really going to work. I'm like, it's going to work once, and Matt's going to go into that house of horrors. And by horrors, I'm talking about the interior decor. And he's like, I am not spending another night in this Marshall's graveyard right here. I'm never coming back. You get the house. I'm going to get a sweet pad up in Bel Air, and bye.
Yeah, see you later, sucker.
Yeah, exactly.
So next up, we go over to Tamara and Eddie's. And, you know, they're talking about really new stuff, like heart problems.
Yeah.
Man, it's working out heart problems and embryos.
Yeah.
That's our day-to-day.
Yeah, it's really exciting stuff. So so Tamara's sitting there with Eddie, and she's like, so Shannon's having a celebratory dinner tonight at her house. And Eddie's like, she's going celibate.
Yeah, because she said
something. Of snark.
Shruggy, 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 shrug, 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 shruggy, shruggy. I really wish they would use the Eddie Shrug sound effect more because it's the Top Chef knife going sing. And I really, this scene could have used it because he shrugged a lot. She's like, oh my God, Eddie, you could die. And it's like, sing.
Yeah. He goes, she's going celibate. Get it? It's a joke. And Tamara's like, actually, she did celibate. She sold a lot. It's like, oh, God, these two. They're going to get a podcast soon. It's coming soon to earphones around the world. The comic stylings of Eddie and Tamara.
Mm-hmm. She's like, you're too young for heart problems. And I'm like, I'm too old to not be fast forwarding through this shit. Okay. I don't have time to waste on this. Okay. Either die or stay alive. At this point, I really don't even care. Just stop talking about it on my TV.
I know. If we're going to be talking about heart, it has to involve Nancy Wilson. Otherwise, I'm out. So,
I mean, how do I get you alone? Am I right, guys?
These dreams, right, that we have. So,
yeah.
So the, so Eddie, like, does his, like, little, like, iPhone EKG, and it says AFib, and Tamara's like, no, are you kidding me? I'm like, great support system there, Tamara. Way to make him feel better. Real helpful. Real helpful.
Oh, it's all about TM.
Let's face it. It's time for commercial break. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But if we don't take one, it's going to be very day class set. Okay.
So then Shannon is in her kitchen at home with a cater waiter. Poor thing. You know, as a cater waiter, I was like, you poor, poor thing. God bless your heart. You ironed your shirt for this. And Shannon is just going to torture you. Because Shannon prides herself on doing every single thing alone whenever she has someone over.
Yeah. Till now, and she always got by herself.
Yeah. I never got by on my own. I never really cared if you loved me too. That's my
That's your interpretation.
That's my harmony, because I can't hit any of the notes in karaoke. And trust me, I have tried hard. Nice way to block me from your songs at karaoke.
Till now, I've always gone by on my own. I never really cared till I had a dinner party.
I put cream cheese and cinnamon.
How do I serve this alone? How do I serve this alone?
You don't have to.
Good. Well, I've got ginger. Can you cut it up into tiny little gingers?
I hear the ticking of the clock. I know the roast must be done by now. It's been an hour.
Do, 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 do.
I wish God, I knew more of the lyrics. I wish I knew more of the lyrics off the top of my head. It's concerning how how often I listen to that song. You know, I don't retain lyrics. It's one thing that I really am upset about myself about. I'm upset with myself about is that I listen to songs all the time. I can recognize a song in like half a second, but I never retain lyrics. So when it comes time to make musical parodies on the fly, I fall on my face every single time.
Oh, poor Ben.
I know, it's hard. It's hard when you're gay and you have a podcast and you really want to do musical parody. Especially with
That's why God invented Google.
Yeah, but by the time I'm like looking up the lyrics, it's too late, you know.
It's never too late, Ben. God, I wish that was a heart song. Okay, so back at Shannon. Shannon's having this tasting party for her frozen meals. Delicious.
Want to come over and eat some frozen food? Wow!
So the ladies start coming over, and Tamara's the first one, and she's like, I'm smelling sauce!
That's a very specific scent. Like, normally people smell flavors, but she's like, no, I smell something that's been simmering down to a thicker state.
I smell productions.
Well, that might be the scent of the $33,000 I'm supposed to be getting per month that's been reduced down to $18,000.
Archie!
Well, I've just had to add that because I love that Archie's there. She's like, Archie, get out of the way! God bless it, Archie!
What about sauce? Don't you want someone to cook sauce for you, Tamara?
How do I get you a sauce?
So Tamara, everything that Tamara says, I feel like is an assault on somebody else, okay? Like, I never feel like Tamara just comes in. She's like, hi, Jesus loves you. Let's have some lunch. Let's break bread together, which is what she's supposed to be.
I feel like she's always like, you're ugly. You're fat. Hi, I'm Tamara. I'm hotter than you. I got tans. What about you? Who needs a belly button, stupid?
Because she's like, hi, you gonna put on shoes? Oh, my God, your hair looks good.
Oh, and your face, like your face even looks kind of good.
It's just a shame you don't have shoes on to accentuate both those features. They're getting just lost. I know, she is like the classic underminer. She really sneaks in some undermining everywhere. You know, Shannon was probably so happy about her outfit, and she's like, you're not gonna wear shoes? You're on national TVs. And then Shannon's, of course, spiraling.
I have the prettiest moth in my house. Okay.
Really? Is it a butterfly, maybe?
No, it's still a moth, but I mean, it's like a really pretty moth. If I was this moth, I wouldn't even want to go into a cocoon to become a butterfly. Wait, do moths go into cocoons?
Moths have already emerged from the cocoon, so you don't even have to worry about that.
You were
step.
Close. You were you close.
You're like, if I were a moth, I wouldn't even regress into a cocoon, even if I had the chance.
Well, if I was this moth, I would. I'd be like, get me back in. I'm almost a butterfly.
Ronnie has a beautiful storytelling event in his apartment right now.
Too hot to be a moth. Too homely.
I'm too blessed to be stressed and too metamorphosized to be a caterpillar.
I'm the hottest moth in Orange County, but not in LA.
I'm pint-sized, baptized, and ready to eat your sweaters, bitch. It's a non-rhyming Tamra moth.
I smell sweaters.
You're not even going to use mothballs for me?
So then Emily's next, and she's like, Hi,
I'm entering. Oh, I'm opening a door, and I'm closing it behind me. I'm Emily. And Tamara's like, is that Emily? And Shannon's like, no.
She goes, who is that? And Shannon goes, I don't know, Kelly? She's like, Emily.
They're all like,
it's Emily.
Oh.
Do you smell a fart? Why is your face like that? It's just how it is.
They're like the Price is Right contestants when they actually, like, you know, win that auction thing and all they get are, like Kawasaki jet skis. And like, well, I live in Nebraska. They're like, couldn't I have won, like, the set of knives or a car? And it's like, no, you get a jet ski. Here's a snowmobile for you. Enjoy it in Florida.
No. And Emily's like, I've tried to be friendly with Shannon, but she basically just sounds. It's like she's underwater trying to communicate something. I don't care enough.
She's like, I'm feeling a little loopy today. I've been eating rancid whipped cream from my countertop. Didn't realize you have to refrigerate it. Woo! So then Gina shows up. Gina's like, oh my God. I didn't know that she had dogs. Look at those dogs. You know, I grew up with Golden Retriever. Oh my God. I'm like, you literally make walking in the door about yourself too. It's like, oh my God, there's a door here. I had a door growing up. I love my door. Do you have a doorbell too? I had a doorbell, but sometimes I knock. Do you have a knock? Sometimes I knock. I even have a knock. We had a knock and a doorbell. It's like, okay, you can leave now.
Get out, young person. Is that a golden or a lab? Because I grew up with a golden. I'm like, and you don't know the difference between a golden and a lad. You're sab. You're sab. A lad, you're sab. Oh my God, guys. Just put me out of my misery.
And then, Gina is looking, honestly, like a White Walker that went to a spray tan. She has, like, her hair is white. Her skin is orange. I did not know what was happening. I was like, she came from Narnia. Not even north of the wall. She's just straight up Narnia. She's a Narnia creature. Which Narnia one? Is also the name of a woman Gina? Who came very close to being on The Housewives and did not get cast. I wanted my friend Narnia to be on the show, but she didn't make it.
I mean, everywhere she went, it was just so cold. They were like, no, no more. They're like, why does that lady live in a wardrobe? It's crazy.
No. I love her. No, land the bitch in the wardrobe.
So, let's see here. Shannon's like, oh, you haven't even been here, little Emolja? Who is this?
Who is this person?
Didn't What's you going? Cater my last party? I thought I just told you to peel some ginger.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'm having a hard time with the other waitress. Here's some ginger. You know how to do it? Just take a spoon. Ginger. Thanks. Oh my God, I love a ginger tea. You ever have ginger tea? You ever had ginger ale? Guess what? It's not real ale because it's not like beer, but you know what? It tastes really good. It's like, oh, okay, thanks.
Okay, less talking, more choppy. Okay? Okay, Gina Lee, now get into the kitchen. Thanks for coming. So then Vicky comes in. She's like, woohoo, woohoo, woohoo. Oh, my God. I was so proud yesterday. I was so proud of you yesterday, Shannon. Shannon's like, oh, you mean 2 days ago? No, yesterday. Linda did a burpee. I was so proud. What are you talking about? What happened 2 days ago?
By the way, Linda would have a lot of things to say about my parents' house because, like, three birds have hit the window since I've been here, like, this afternoon. Like, I've been hanging out, like, boom. I'm like, what is – like, it's been, like, three birds. And I even saw one.
That's what we get for putting the glass there, Vicks.
You know, they don't know what glass is, and then boom, they think they see themselves, and they just run right into themselves.
That's the problem with, you know, this is the problem with birds in New York these days. The birds these days, this bird should be down in Florida by now. It's October. What's he doing up here? No one is running into glass. He probably thinks it's Disney World in here. That's where they all go, you know.
So Vicky comes in. She's like, oh my God, it's Tabra. Ooh, hug. Oh, wow, it's Tabra. Look, everybody. I have such good friends with Tabra.
And then Kelly comes in looking like she's dragging herself back from like some quinceanera, you know, three towns away that she just crashed for some free wine. I'm like, what are you wearing? She's like,
oh my
like
God. One of those
bra and lace outfit things.
Yeah. Very Orange County. So yeah. She sees Tamara. Tamara's like, look at me, bitch. You know, that's probably why she was saying to Shannon so much. She kept on saying to Shannon, wear your shoes. Because finally she says to Kelly, like, look at the shoes that I'm wearing. No boot, bitch. No boot. And Kelly's like, oh my God. No boot. That boot was a dork. Made you look like a dork. That boot was a bitch. Sweet bitch. I hate that boot. Shut the fuck up, you boot.
Shannon didn't even notice I was wearing shoes.
I didn't even think of that, but she probably was trying to get Shannon to say, oh my God, look at you. You got your boot off.
Mm-hmm. So Gina's like making small talk with Shannon, like, you know, it's like, oh my God, looks like you really cooked up a storm. Like, what is this? Did you come in last night? Oh, you came in last night. Now you're cooking a storm. Wow. And Shannon's like, why? Okay. You can move over there now. Crazy Narnia girl. Okay. Thank you.
I just wish I had time to take it up a notch and really show you what old Shannon can do.
And Gina tells us, I'm literally trying so hard to be friends with Shannon. Like, I came in, I talked about a golden, talked about how I grew up with doors. You know, I mean, just ask me how my day was. Is this so fucking hard? You don't got to ask my freaking social security number.
I'm like, Shannon knows she can ask you about your day, and she also knows what you're going to say. Well, it's okay. I woke up. You know, I have an alarm clock. It's pretty cool. Like, it beeps at, like, 8 a.m. And then I was like, oh, hey, Matt, it's time for the morning. And then he wasn't there. I realized, oh, my God, I'm not going to wake up with an alarm clock to Matt anymore. But I guess we haven't been doing that for a few months anyway. So anyway, it's like, okay, thank you. Out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Put a fork in her. She's done.
Yeah.
Get it? It's a cooking reference. I'm a cook now.
So everyone does a cheers, and Vicky's like, oh, we tried to order, but we got hung up on twice. I said I was Vicky. I said I was friends with Shannon before. I mean, that Craig Carr was loopy, right, girls? God, we're all friends again. Woohoo!
Yeah.
And Tamara's like, yeah, I was thinking since Shannon did such an amazing job, I need a girl's trip. It's just totally my idea, not Kelly's.
Yeah, I was like, hello. Kelly said that last week. I mean, even though you were in different states, like, this was Kelly's thing, and you just totally stole it.
Yeah, Tamara just wants the bigger room.
Yeah, so Tamara's like, I've never been to the Caribbean. Let's go to the Caribbean. And Emily's like, in Jamaica, there's this place called the Jewel Grand Resort. They're like, great.
Can we take my embryos? Let's take my sister and the embryos, just in case we get her drunk enough to decide to have all nine at the same time.
I'm thinking about asking a dolphin to carry my embryos. So,
wasn't it, Tamara, we were saying, like, how can you have never been to the Caribbean when you play every wench on the ride at Disneyland? Was it Tamara we were saying that about?
I'm not sure. But that's hilarious that we said that.
So Vicky is like, last time I was in Jamaica. And she's like, is that when you ever need your vows? Okay, play the clip. Play the clip. This is a good one. So good.
We saw like Vicky and Don renewing their vows, which, you know, the editors will always trot out a vow renewal, just to remind us how terribly they work. Because that is truly the last omen. Who was the last person to get their vows renewed on Bravo? It was someone I was like, no, don't do that, because I like you guys.
Shannon.
No, I thought there was someone else recently, like a group of four people, like a tiny one. I was like, no, don't do that.
I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just start discounting the couples in my head the minute they do it. Like, they're dead to me.
Yeah, exactly. So, wait, why did I write this? I don't remember this. Vicky remembers going down a river in the Caribbean with a stick. What?
Because that's Vicky. She's like, no. I'm not talking about Don. I'm not talking about Don, Tamara. Okay. So there was this river thing, and then you would go into it, and you would do river things. And then she starts, like, doing this motion like she's canoeing, but terribly. It's like she's punching two children, is what it looks like. And Gina goes, canoe? Paddling? Days in a movie. One word, syllables, because like river things. Do you do river
Caribbean,
things?
Caribbean river things. Yeah, there was a river and there were some mountains and there was a black bear and some pine trees. It's like you're talking about Yellowstone National Park. Yeah, in the Caribbean.
So then Vicky's like, uh-oh, but what about the young people? Don't you need babysitters? Because you have babies. What are you going to do, Miss, leaving your husband? What are your children just going to be locked in a kettle? What are you going to do?
You got to fight for your marriage. Okay, you got to fight. You got to get a babysitter. You got to fight. And Gina's like, oh, I have Miss Lupe. She can take care of the kids, Miss Lupe. I was like, tell me more about Miss Lupe. I feel like we haven't seen her. And this poor woman deserves a raise already.
Well, we saw her get a dresser or something from an antique store.
That's right.
Something from Miss Lupe.
So then this Gina just takes this as a reason to start sobbing, which is yes. So fucking obnoxious. I'm really over this. So she's like,
oh, I get sad because the last trip, Matt and I trip booked, it was to Cabo, and I bought all these bikinis, and I never wore the bikinis. Now I have this whole truck of bikinis, and I was supposed to wear them for Mia.
I have all these bikinis and it's so expensive and I have to wear them, but like, what do I do with these bikinis? I look at my chest of bikinis and I'm like, oh, get it, chest and bikinis, it's a joke. Too bad Matt can't hear it. And like, what am I gonna do? What am I doing with my bikinis now? I have bikini regret. It's like, oh my goodness. Oh
god, you're crying over just, bikinis.
I can't co-sign the bikini trauma. I really can't.
You've cried less over your children than you have these fucking bikinis. You're like, I'm going to be fine. The kids are going to be fine. They're totally used to it. The bikinis, on the other hand, very, very sad. Okay?
Shannon's like, well, I refuse to listen to this ridiculous display. I'm going to go over to the kitchen, which is where I always stuff my feelings into a little olive plate, and I'm going to pull this roasting pan out where there's a pork tenderloin, and it's been cooking for an hour. I think it's done. David, is it done? David? Oh, God damn it. Tamara, will you be David? David, is this done? Now look at me with dismissive eyes. There we go. Thank you. That's how I can tell it's done. Thank you.
Matt and I take vacations together, and I lose that privilege to take a vacay with my husband.
That's what she says.
She goes, we take really good vacations together. Like, we take really good vacations together. Like, we're, like, really good at it.
Because, like, you know, it's ups and downs. It's ups and downs. That's what transition is. And she goes, so what was that about all the bikinis? And Gina's like, December! Vicky's like, oh, whoa, that's hard. That's real hard.
Now who am I going to go to sandals with?
Obviously, she has feelings, you know? Maybe she has divorce remorse.
No, she has buyer's remorse with bikinis. She just bought a lot of bikinis. You know? Yeah. Well, someone's got to keep Lizzie in business.
So Gina is,
I don't want to talk about my divorce problems.
Like, too late.
Meanwhile, Shannon's
ruined the appetizers, you a-hole.
Shannon's obsessing over her pork tenderloin. She's like, does this look done? Is it done? Is it overdone? Is this done? I'm like, I appreciate the producers for trying to create a metaphor for once on this show. Like, what is more overcooked? This pork roast or Gina's topic of conversation? I think it's Gina. This pork is ready.
So they end up having dinner, and you know, they try and give her their pat advice without yelling at her and telling her to shut up. So they make it through that, and then Gina won't stop crying. She's on from bikinis to how she's gonna miss her family now because she loves his side of the family and blah blah blah.
She's like, I was 22 when I met Matt. I'm like, really? We didn't realize from the other 12 episodes this season.
Yeah, and Emily's like, well, don't worry, you'll feel different at this age. I'm so different at this age than I was then. And Kelly's like, not me, I'm the most immature person. I've always been so immature. No. Like, self-awareness, yeah. So rare on these shows. Good for you, girl.
So Gina goes and cleans herself up, and she comes back down, and before she can even launch into another thing, she's like, okay, I'm gonna talk now. Don't let her speak. What you will have here, what we have here is a pork tenderloin with a garlic mashed cauliflower, and the tenderloin has an apple glaze and, perhaps too much glaze. I guess I did too much, and I apologize. I guess I'm just a failure. I guess David's right. I'm sorry, but I'm still so happy, even though I have 40 to 50 negative thoughts about this meal. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry also that I have a lazy person's hair and that I pulled it so back. So far back, the Tamara thinks I'm younger because I'm cheating and I'm
like, oh my god, just shut up already. That pork does not look very good. Now, the mashed cauliflower does.
I thought the pork looked good.
It looked very gelatinous to me. But listen, I say you're cooking for six skinny bitches. You did a good job. I would love that cauliflower mush.
It was a little odd to me that Shannon made a pork roast. I felt like these women have never even approached a pork roast before. What is this? You know?
Yeah. So Shannon's like,
so what shall we get you to drink, Gina? Tequila? 5 shots in 1 little tiny glass? Like we did to Miss Kelly back before she earned her spot.
Yeah.
And Gina's like, yeah, I don't know if I should be drinking today. Maybe that won't be good. She's like, okay, she'll have 5 shots of tequila in a water bottle.
So Shannon's like, I want to go somewhere tropical to decompress because I am full of rage. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. She just wants to decompress.
Yeah, so they've decided they're all going to go out, and Gina is like, I just get this vibe from her where she doesn't, like, care for me at all. Like, she just looks right through me. Like, I just cried on the couch, okay? What'd she do? What'd she do for me? She gave you pork, okay? That's how Shannon comforts people.
Yeah, exactly. She's a feeder. So now it's the next day, and speaking of feeding, Kelly takes Jolie back to the food kitchens, that way they can serve food to some homeless people, and I'll help clean, etc. It was like, again, another very cute scene. I'm sort of enjoying these adventures of Kelly and Jolie through Orange County.
Yeah, it's one of the best homeless storylines I've seen on these shows.
Yeah.
I actually have fun with them because Kelly just cracks me up. Well, first of all, they walk in and Jolie's like, Lori! It's like, hi! I was hoping you'd be back, kid. Kelly's like, you gotta teach kids lessons. I'm trying to be the best parent I can be. So this time she's gonna learn a new job. So Jolie has to serve the food. She doesn't get to cook it. She has to serve and to clean.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're doing it, they're kind of joking with each other. And Jolie's like, this is better than the food you make me. And she goes, yeah, sorry. Oh, and guess what? I think you're gonna miss tennis today. I'm like, maybe you shouldn't be talking about that. Like your privileged white girl shit while you're serving food, guys.
Yeah, and then Jolie is so sweet. She starts to cry because she wants to give everyone a hug, and she just starts to cry because she cares so much. So that was really sweet. And then Kelly taught her how to mop a floor, which was good. And
Kelly was making fun of her because she doesn't know how to sweep or mop. And so Kelly's like, well, here's how you do it. You put the mop in this thing and then you squeeze it. And she goes, oh, that's what that handle's for. But Kelly's doing that over the carpet. So to me, they're both kind of helpless at this point.
I've mopped the carpet 5 times and it smells weirder and weirder every single time.
I don't get it.
So then afterwards, Kelly and Gina go meet at a park. And Kelly is sitting there reading about Jamaica. She's preparing herself for the trip. And she's like, did you know that the Spanish came over Jamaica and they killed everyone? They brought over disease. She just starts laughing at the idea of the Spanish bringing disease over.
Yeah, it's like, history is hilarious.
Yeah. So she's we're slowly turning Kelly into Reza. Very, very slowly.
No! No, we're not!
So Kelly's been boning up on her Jamaican history. She's like, Spain sold it to Britain, and they brought over slaves, which is why it's primarily African American. African American Jamaican.
I love history.
Gina's like, that's so funny. You looked up history. I looked up, like, what's a good excursion? Like, where can I wear my bikini to? It's so funny. I have all these bikinis because I'm getting divorced from Matt, and I don't know what to do with my bikinis anymore. We take such good vacations.
Speaking of diseases, do I have one? Because Shannon treats me like a leper.
Leper.
And Kelly's like, she just takes time. I mean, it's just funny like that. So she basically talks her into giving her time. And Gina's like, it's not fair for her to get to decide what's enough time before she acknowledges you. Who wants a friend like that anyway? Like, obviously you do. Just let it go. Just people like that, you just let them come to you. I mean,
yeah.
Shannon's not attacking you or, like, mobilizing people against you yet. So I say you're winning.
Yeah. Also, when you are a little bit too much of an open book, people know that they don't have to ask you questions because you're going to say it anyway. In fact,
yeah, no one's had a chance to ask you how your day is, you know?
Yeah, especially because you say the same things over and over again. So she just doesn't want to engage because it's just the same shit.
Yeah, you're annoying, okay? Take the hint. But she has to work with you, so there we go.
So then we go to the scaldingly hot love affair between Emily and Shane as they go to Fig and Olive for dinner.
Oh, good Lord. Fig and Olive. They're always at the Fig and Olive.
I know. So they're walking in, and Shane's like, if I'd known I was going to walk with you, I would have worn taller shoes. King of Snarkism!
Wait, band. That was actually serious. I would literally have worn taller shoes, so... So then they get in there, and they're playing the Apple iPhone music from, like, two phones ago, where it's, like, a girl singing on a plinky piano. It's like, and then I got a phone, and the phone... You know those Apple commercials? They sound like children's music.
Yes, like twee music, awful twee music. Yes. And if you own twee music, you should reconsider your thoughts. Like, if you identify more with twee music than you do with our various versions of Alone by Heart, then you have some real soul searching you need to do.
Yeah, then what are you even doing here?
Yeah, if you get excited out when you see like a commercial for like a Toyota hybrid car and it's like driving through sunflower fields and the music is all dun, 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 and it sounds like a nursery rhyme, and if that makes you excited, then you have to reconsider things in your life.
Yeah. And also, if you're sitting with a guy who's like, I need a booster seat, you should also reconsider things that you're doing in your life, okay?
Yeah, because he gets there, and Shane's like, I need a booster seat, again, king of snarkasm. And then Emily's like, well, here's a pillow. You can sit on this. It'll make you taller. And he just stares at her. He's like,
she's like, doo-doo-doo-doo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. No.
No. My joke.
Nope. He looks like he hates her guts.
I know.
I feel like every time he's looking at her, he's like, I'm firing you. You know, he has that look of like a Best Buy manager who's like, you geek squatted incorrectly. And
Circuit
you're out.
Circuit City. Yeah, he's not even Best Buy. He's Circuit City. So Emily's like, so I just tried on bathing suits with Tamara. I mean, who wants to do that? Try on bathing suits with Tamara? And Jane goes, I do.
Ugh.
King of Snarkasm!
So she's like, hey, I know what we should talk about. Oh, so she orders a Christine. He's like, I just want skinny fries and a soda. I was like, are you five? First of all, look, I'm being judgmental, but you've seen me order the exact same thing. So I can't judge too hard. But he's like, I need a booster seat. I'll just have fries. And then when she says, you're supposed to do a cheers, Shane, he's like, hold on a sec. And then he sips from his glass first. He's like, cheers. Okay, you know what? You're just a dick. You're not even being funny. You're just rude.
Don't get
just
his,
leave
just
him.
Very sarcastic, Ronnie. You don't get his comedy.
She needs to just leave his ass. He's a piece of shit. And if you want to be with someone funny, get someone with a better sense of humor. That guy sucks.
Yeah. He most certainly sucks. It's joining a long hallowed tradition of men in Orange County who suck. So Emily orders and she's like, can I get the fig and olive salad and the crostini as an appetizer? And for my entree, I'm thinking about having another daughter, whether you like it or not, Shane, so...
Or nine.
So she's like, I'm going to go see Dr. Najmabadi on Tuesday. And Shane goes, say hi to him for me. King of
It's like, what do we do with the embryos? And he goes, oh God, this is a trap. I either say murder them, throw them away, smush them under your foot, eat them. Like, there's no good answer for this. And she's like, oh, it's exhausting. His reasons are reasonable, you know? My mind agrees, but my heart wants a sister heart. And she's like, well, my sister said she won't do it again. And he's like, well, I guess there's something to learn here, you know. Like, you can learn no means no. And I don't want a fucking kid. So good luck finding another husband, stupid.
And, yeah, he's like, I don't really like that you keep pushing me in the daughter direction. I'm trying to be polite and nice about it, but you keep pushing me. And she's like, well... I don't think it's nice that you're not more open to when I push you in that direction, even though you're polite about it. Lawyer, got you.
So then Vicky and Steve are packing to go to Michael's house in San Diego. And, you know, she's just doing whatever she can to annoy Steve, as usual. That's how Vicky loves. That's her love language. She's like, Steve, you have water? Do you have water? You need to drink more water. Michael got stuff for margaritas. Do you like margaritas? We could have them. You can put salt in your rib. Would you have water after? Because if you don't, you're just going to shrivel up and die. Oh, God, he got a driver. Yes, Friday, San Diego. We're going to San Diego. You want to go to San Diego? It's like, oh!
He's like, hey, Vic, how about after we see the kids in San Diego, we go back to our place and salt some chicken breasts and get them ready to cook tomorrow afternoon.
Is that for Baldi? You're speaking my language.
So Vicky wants to blend Steve's kids with her kids. She might actually literally want to blend them. She's like, okay, science experiment.
Since Brianna left me, I've decided to blend Steve's children in a blender and drink them, and maybe I'll feel her in my heart.
Yeah, and so she's talking about Steve's daughter, Amanda, and she goes, her and Michael get along great. At which point my mom, who was sitting nearby, puts down the New York Times and goes, she keeps saying her and Michael. It's she. Why do people talk that way? And then she just lifts up the newspaper again and goes back to reading the Times.
That's about as much thought as we should all put into Vicky, but, you know, like, we've put years into this, okay?
I just like that deep existential question. Like, why do people talk? Like, why? Why?
Well, unfortunately, she missed the really good questions. Like, why is this woman just constantly lying? Like, she goes, they get to his house, and she's like, oh, look at this. I'm so happy. He's got a beautiful girlfriend. He's a beautiful homeowner. He's the vice president of a fabulous company. Like, you know you bought that house and gave him the job at that company, right? I wouldn't even be surprised if this is one of your, like, secretaries from work that you just drove out here to shoot a scene with.
Yeah, it's like Linda's timeshare. So they're making margaritas and everything. Let's go up to the roof. Let's go up to the roof. It's good. It's more room up there. So they go up, and she's like, this Vicky, as the mother, will take on the burden of all her children in the form of a tray with crackers on it. She's like, okay, gonna bring the crackers up. We're going up. Oh no.
Okay.
Lost the crackers on the staircase. Okay. Lost the crackers. Oh no.
Oh Jesus.
Oh no.
Ooh woo. Ooh woo woo. Backwards.
My cracker tank is empty. The crackers fell out.
So then she immediately starts it up. When are you having babies? When are you having babies? When are you guys gonna get married?
Isn't it weird that none of us are married? And we all love our partners.
Like, so crazy. Yeah, like, none of us are married. And Amanda, Steve's daughter, says, I think sometimes marriage ruins it. She's like, no, it doesn't. Look, I told you, Steve, I have to be married because, like, there has to be an end goal, or I'm just going to move on. I'm just going to move on after I purchase that motorcycle for you and, like, tons of insurance and, like, moved you into my house. I'm just totally ready to move on now. He's like, I thought the goal was to be happy, Vic.
Yeah. We have six kids and six grandkids, and we have a lot of eyes looking at us, like, literally a lot of eyes. I go to the seafood department and all the fish are looking at me like, will you eat me right now? And I'm like, no, I'm about to get married instead.
She's like, Mike, your window's closing. Your baby window's closing. He's like, shit, I left my keys in there. Don't worry, I have them. I have copies.
Don't worry. I could prop it open with a sleeve of crackers.
She just got 9 embryos. Do you want to just, like, put him in a pitcher of iced tea or something, see what happens? Come on.
Yeah, so, like, no pressure, but by 32 you should be pregnant. And then we see a whale. Yeah. In the water, which was nice.
Also, you know that this girl, Danny, is not going to make it out alive because she's like, me and Michael are probably just going to have pugs. Like, So, yeah, then we see a whale and then Emily, Perry and Larry, which is a couple if I've
Perry and Larry. Almost as good as Barry and Larry from Below Deck. The engineer and first mate or whatever.
Yeah, so they have this whole scene at the doctor's where she's going to talk about her embryos, and Perry's like, oh, let's find a way to trick him, or whatever. And
the doctor's
Oh, go ahead.
The doctor's like, well, you know, you do have some options. You can keep the embryo. We can keep them in storage. We can donate to science, or we can destroy them. And, you know, like, Emily's like, you know, it just sounds so awful. I'm like, to be fair, like, destroying sounds very severe, but also keeping storage is also not what I want for my children either.
Yeah.
Or donate to science. They really all sound terrible options.
Actually, keeping storage sounds good. I hope you can do that when you got them alive, too. I mean, I would have babies if you could just, like, put them in a UPS locker until you're done with the day and then just come pick them up.
Go to public storage. unlock the padlock. Like, oh, here's your food. Here's your kibble. Yeah.
Just press a little button on their head. Okay. Get in the car now.
Yeah. Or donate to science. I like helping the world.
Yeah. What kind of science? Do I get to pick the science? I'm really into car battery science.
I'd do something like lasers. So
can we do hair plug science? Because I'm really, really interested in that.
Is there any like posture fixing science?
Baking science? I mean, that's a science.
Oh my goodness. So yeah. So basically, the doctor's like, you need to go to therapy because you need to be on the same page as your husband. So we have that to look forward to later this season. Emily and Shane in therapy, which is going to be Shane sneering at a therapist while Emily dots her the underside of her eyes.
Yeah, totally. So Kelly goes to Mr. Chow or Eat Chow.
Very different. Chow.
Yeah, because that was you are making me make her into Reza now.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Chow was Shaw's. So, yeah, they go to Eat Chow and Shannon's like, huh, wow, look at this. A front door of a restaurant. What am I supposed to do now?
Oh, I'm in a restaurant. I see people. I see tables. I don't see David, but I do see some sugary sauces. And surely I can see. Oh, ha! Ha! There's Kelly. Ha! I'm so crazy.
I was looking at the wall. That was crazy.
I was so confused. How? Ha! Now, is Lydia here by any chance? I'd love to throw another menu at her.
Oh, look at you. Heather DeBrow anywhere around here wanting to steal a chair?
Oh, look there. But there is Alfredo. Hi, Alfredo. Hi.
So Shannon sits down and he's like, I took a nap. It's like, okay.
Shannon said your worst thing ever. Hey, how are you, Shannon?
Tired, exhausted, wiped out. God, I'm tired.
Your favorite thing.
So they're talking about packing for the trip, etc. And Kelly's like, have you had the breakfast here? And Shannon's like, no, I've never been here before. What are you going to get? She's like, risotto. I'm like, you're getting risotto for breakfast?
Sounds good to me. So she's like, well, everything's catching up. I packed and then I unpacked. And have you packed or unpacked? Oh, God. How about frozen food? Have you ventured into that world yet? Well, what a world it is. I'm exhausted.
Have you thought about putting a glaze on your risotto?
I have a bin of 27 bathing suits. And Shannon's like, screw you. I'm not putting a bathing suit on. I put one on in Mexico and it did not go well.
It was a total disaster. And by bathing suit, I meant the emotional facade of happiness.
Waiter, I would like the lightest beer you have with blue cheese. Thank you.
Can I just get one of those buffalo chicken dips, but just in a pint glass? Thank you.
So they talk about a little bit about their exes, because Michael came over to Kelly's and they watched the funniest movie ever.
You ever seen it? It's called Schindler's List.
It's about how the Polynesians brought diseased blankets to the Mexicans.
Isn't that hilarious? Diseased blankets? I bet they don't sell that at Pier 1.
That's mean to do that on blankets.
So Shannon's like,
Dave, home beds.
I guarantee you, David and I will never watch a ha-ha movie. So, okay, let's wrap that up.
When David and I separated, we said it would be amicable. We went to football games together. We went to family dinners together. Ha! It's not the case anymore. Not the case.
So, now that we're on light discussions, have you talked to the girls, Gina, about her little outburst the other night? My frozen food party?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, she said it was you.
Me?
You.
Me?
You.
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 It's like, you're hard to get to know.
Listen, you know what? I like her. I mean, she's 21 years younger than I am. I mean, she doesn't seem to understand how the world works. She doesn't even know what a spatula is. She talks nonsense all the time and sometimes has a face that looks like a pumpkin, but I like her. She's lovely. I just don't have much in common with her. You know, I like to be worldly and say intelligent things sometimes, and she's just an idiot, but I like her. I like her a lot.
Oh, I don't even know those girls, these new girls. What? Do you remember when Emily said, are we going to get to see Fun Shannon tonight? Well, I haven't seen Fun Emily. Who's that? I haven't met her of you. I've seen the killer.
I've seen killer. Is there a Fun Emily? Is there? I don't think there's even been an Emily in history. Emily Dickinson? Not fun. Not.
I cannot think of one. Emily. Isn't that so sad?
Emily?
I was going to say Emily Roosevelt. Emily Blunt? That was just made up.
Let me tell you something about Emily Blunt. She's not blunt at all. She's very passive aggressive from what I hear. And that's not fun. A quiet place. She needs a quiet place. It's called Out of My Sight.
Emily Simpson? I don't even know who that is. Not fun.
Emily, the French lady in Emily?
Well, she was pretty fun, but I think her name was Amelie.
Amelie. Amelie. Okay, that's different. How about Emily Van Camp? How about this? You know what I want revenge for? Losing my time watching your stupid show.
You know what I really am shocked at? I looked up Emily on the internet. I don't know who any of these girls are. Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh,
Emily and Matt Hyland.
Have fun with your blurred lines, Emily Ratajkowski. You know what's thick-headed? You.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, Emily's. I don't know.
Who are the other Emily's?
Ratajkowski, Emily and Matt Hyland, East Village Grilled Pizza. In Urban Dictionary, an Emily is a girl who can be very shy at first, but she doesn't show it. But once an Emily gets to know you some, she may get a little crazy.
How about, did you look up famous people named Emily? That might be more helpful.
No, I'm over Emily talk.
Huh, how about Emily Deschanel?
Now it's starting to make sense why these ladies are throwing down on Twitter, because Gina and Emily has been like, shut up, Shannon, basically on Twitter for the past couple of weeks. And it's been lovely to see. And she's really she's really ruffling Shannon's feathers. But, you know, Shannon's typical Shannon. She's kind of a Vicky. She's not going to be nice to you at first.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because
I'm alone. How do I catch you alone?
And that brings us to the end of Orange County. We will see you guys tomorrow night we won't. We'll see you Thursday night.
Yeah, tomorrow we got Below Deck. We'll have a Below Deck episode up. And then Thursday, Real Housewives of Dallas. Y'all, Dallas is a fun live show. It really is. We had fun in Denver doing it. We had fun in Atlanta doing it. We've had fun anywhere we've done it. And the streak will continue, because I feel like this week's episode is going to be hilarious to dress up in 80s costumes. So you guys, go to watchcrabbins.com to get those tickets, and also to buy your King of Snarkasm t-shirts. We'll be back tomorrow. Get on that yacht. Right?
Yeah, everybody. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hosting on Airbnb is easy. I have total control of my home and my time.
So, if I wanted to, I could just host every other weekend, or when I happen to be away with work.
Or just the August bank holiday weekend.
But not on a full moon, or even a leap year.
Your house, your rules. Become a host today on Airbnb.